USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Trump administration is moving to make it more difficult for some legal immigrants to remain in the United States.
A new federal rule would effectively penalize low-income immigrants who get food stamps, housing vouchers, or other types of federal assistance. Ken Cuccinelli is acting director of the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services.
Today, USCIS has issued a rule that encourages and ensures self-reliance and self-sufficiency for those seeking to come to or to stay in the United States.
The rule would make it easier for U.S. officials to reject green cards and visa applications. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Wall Street Journal is reporting that Jeffrey Epstein's defense lawyers are apparently the ones who requested that Epstein be taken off suicide watch prior to him committing suicide in a jail on Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in, and like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Justice Department announced on Monday that it will unseal charges that have been filed against a friend of the Dayton mass murderer for the friend's role in allegedly lying on federal firearms forms. The FBI is assisting local law enforcement in this investigation, and the motivation behind the shooter is still being explored. 2020 presidential candidate Kamala Harris says the upcoming census will be heavily impacted by immigration raids. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's John DeMaster.
This administration has directed DHS to conduct these raids as part of what I believe is this administration's campaign of terror.
On NBC's Meet the Press, the California senator said with the recent raids like the one in Mississippi, where 680 workers were arrested by Customs and Border Protection agents, undocumented immigrants will be afraid to be counted in the census. She says that'll impact its results, which decides things like electoral lines and where the government puts resources. For USA Radio News, I'm John DeMaster.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Attorney General Bill Barr says the investigation of Jeffrey Epstein will go on despite Epstein's apparent suicide.
Any co-conspirators should not rest easy. The victims deserve justice, and they will get it.
Speaking in New Orleans on Monday, Barr says investigators will continue looking into anyone who was complicit in the sweeping sex trafficking operation that Epstein was allegedly running. A former Missouri police officer and Democratic state lawmaker pushed back on Monday at Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts after she tweeted that Michael Brown had been murdered by a white police officer 5 years ago in the city of Ferguson, Missouri. Jeff Rorta now heads the St. Louis Police Officers Association, and he believes Warren's comments are...
Well, it's offensive to every police officer in America, Pete. I mean, Senator Warren is clinging to this false narrative. There's no reason to do that other than it pays, electoral dividends.
Rorta also says the Democrats may have an issue in the upcoming election due to the way that they're villainizing law enforcement.
Hillary Clinton lost the election to President Trump the minute that she paraded the Mothers of the Movement out on the stage at the Democratic National Convention. And if folks in my party don't figure out that this tired false narrative turns off voters, then they're never going to get the White House back.
For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.